Sometimes I think we tend to think of prayer and activity in two different categories, as if they really don't go together. For example, people say, well, I would like to pray more, but I'm just so busy doing other things. Or when we think of praying, we think, okay, I've got to go and set everything aside, get in a quiet place, clear away the distractions, maybe bring my Bible or spiritual reading, and then I can pray. Well, it is important to have that dedicated prayer time. But we really shouldn't have that kind of duality or division, separation between our spiritual lives and the rest of our activity. And some might think that looking at today's gospel, Jesus is encouraging that kind of separation. Because in the gospel, we have Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus, being attentive, listening. And then Martha, who's busy doing all of the activity, getting the meal ready, setting the table, or however they did it in those days. And it seems that Jesus chooses Mary's side and says, prayer is more important than activity. Or some people might read it as if Jesus is saying, well, you know, just carry out those activities if you have to, but what I really want is for you to spend all day in prayer. And, you know, there are a lot of people who kind of bristle at that comment from the Lord. It's to say, what do you mean? I've got to fix supper, or I've got to do this work. I can't just sit around praying and expect all of the things I need to get done to do themselves. Well, don't you think that Jesus understands that work has to be done? Of course the Lord understands that activity in our life is necessary. We can't just sit around all the time, as wonderful as it would be to, you know, just hear the Lord speaking to us all the time. No, he understands that activity is a normal part and an intrinsic part of human life. Then what is Jesus suggesting in this passage? If he says to Mary, or he says to Martha, that Mary has chosen the better part, he's not saying do away with activity in your life and cut out more time for prayer, although maybe some of us need to do that. Maybe what he's suggesting to us, or what he's teaching us, is that any activity that we do in life has to find its foundation in prayer. It has to find its source, or its rock foundation, in our relationship with God, so that our thoughts and words and actions are the fruit that are born, the fruits that are born from our relationship with God. Does that mean that every thought you have has to be about God, or every word you speak has to be about God, or every action has to be some charitable work? No, of course not. However, when we get to the end of our day, we can do a little litmus test, if you will. As we're reflecting back over the course of our day on the things that we've been thinking about all day, what we've said in our conversations, the actions that we've carried out, we can ask ourselves the question, did these things lead me closer to God or farther away? That's a simple test. It doesn't mean we were talking about God all day, but if we simply ask ourselves the question, the way that I directed my thoughts, the way I thought about other people, the way that I spoke, maybe the way I spoke about other people, the way that I acted, were all of these things godly? Was God glorified in the way that I lived this day? If we find that the answer is not always yes, we simply have work to do. That's the work of conversion, ongoing conversion. Conversion doesn't mean okay, I'm going to stop doing all these activities so that I can go to and sit in the church all day. That's not what conversion is all about. That's not necessarily what we are called to do. That's not what becoming holy and becoming a saint is all about. But rather, achieving a kind of integrity in our life where we are attentive to the Lord. We make sure that we are listening for the voice of God. We make sure that we are paying attention to the movements of the Holy Spirit within us. And then we carry out all of our activity in light of the way that the Lord is leading. That's the kind of integrity that the Lord asks of us. When Jesus says that Mary has chosen the better part, maybe what he's really saying here is Mary is demonstrating the most fundamental part of our life as disciples. She's demonstrating how necessary it is for us to sit at the feet of Jesus, for us to listen, to be attentive, and to seek to hear his voice. And then the rest of life flows out from that. Martha, Martha, if you're clanging the pots and pans so loud that you can't hear Jesus speaking, your activity is a distraction. Your activity is not what it's supposed to be, grounded in the light of Christ. Whereas if we go out and carry out our day-to-day activities, always coming back to the presence of Jesus in our life, then our thoughts and our words and our actions will glorify God. And that's what we're called to do. One final word, and that is something we can do to overcome this way of thinking in dualistic terms of prayer and activity is to turn periodically throughout the day to the Lord. If you're going into a situation where you think there might be a danger of having a conversation that's not entirely charitable, invite the Lord to come into that situation, in that conversation. If you're struggling in family or other relationships, invite the Lord to come into that relationship. If you're not sure what to do, invite the Lord. Just call upon him very briefly throughout the course of the day. Or check in, you know, at noon or mid-afternoon in the evening. You know, Lord, help me to stay grounded in you. I think you'll find it makes a difference.